Hola, hola, and welcome to Acércate a Dios and Stay Pretty, where we're all about exploring the journey of getting close to God and embracing our inner beauty. I am Angelica, hanging out with my friend Josie, and together we're going to dive into what it means to connect with God, our faith, and feel beautiful in our own skin. Tómate un cafecito with us for honest conversations on living our Catholic faith, the struggle, and finding that pretty glow that's unique to every woman. Vamos a acercarnos a él and stay pretty together. Bienvenidos a todos.
In this episode, we talk about exploring the journey of getting closer to God and embracing our inner beauty. We talk about why we started this podcast, the name, our patron saint, and we give you practical hacks for growing closer to God and beauty tips, which we like to call Acércate Challenge and a Stay Pretty Tip. Bienvenidos, bienvenidos a todos. ¿Cómo están? Mi nombre es Josie. Y como dijo Angelica, we're here together. And just a little bit about me. I am Mexican. I am a Catholic mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister. Angelica and I met through our work in ministry together. Que ha sido un poquito de todo, you know? And well, now this is a new ministry that we're kind of starting to venture into. We are excited y muy bendecidas de estar con ustedes hoy. Angelica, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, so I'm Angelica. I am a wife, a daughter, and a mother, as well as a sister. I also worked in ministry for a few years, and I have now left that to be at home with my kids. And so I am a new mom and a new wife, still trying to
with
figure it out.
With a new ministry at home.
And a new ministry at home, right, that's right.
Yeah.
So well, just trying to figure it out.
Became the new ministry when they were born. Yeah.
That's right. Well, yeah, right. As soon as I got married, I'm super excited to do this with you, Josie. So I'm scared too.
Yes.
More
excited. I know. But the good kind of scared, not the one that is right, not the one that's that, not the fear that they talk about.
A mí no me gusta hablar. El que me conoce sabe que no me gusta hablar. Pero si tiene que ver con Dios, puedo hablar mucho. And that's really what happened with you. Like every time we looked at, it just turned into this deep conversation. So.
Right. It was, and that's actually what started this whole thing. It was, hey, do you have a minute? And then we talk about what we wanted, what we needed at the moment. And then we just dive into something, something about life. And it was just good conversation. Angelica said, we started talking about just anything. And then at the end, like we would say, oh my gosh, we're both in big into beauty. And so we would be, oh, this beauty thing. But then somehow we would just find a way connecting it back to our faith. Like anything.
Always started with some issue or anything. It could be something as simple, like you saw, something as simple as beauty, something as simple as a product. And it always turned into something deep about God, our relationship with God. And we always joke, oh, this would be a good episode. Like, press record now.
Right. Because we're going to spend all this out again. Yeah.
And praise God, we're doing it right now, doing it. It feels like it was such a long time ago. And it was. It was
I know.
Years talking about it.
Yes. Yeah. This baby has been sitting in the back burner for a couple of years and, you know, and we have a lot of people too that are like, oh, did you guys start it yet? And we're like, no, not yet, but we're going to. So today is our official first recording. We've been talking about this, discerning about this. Discerning is kind of taking a moment to really see if God is really calling us to this. Pero gracias a Dios, estamos aquí.
Con Dios, right? All throughout, we've been asking and praying to God. Que nos ayude a cómo vamos a hacer esto, cuáles son las ideas. And it wasn't that hard to come up with all of these topics because, like you said, we're very similar. Even before I became a mom, before I joined the mom club, it was like we had so many connections. Like, las dos somos latinas, inmigrantes, las dos queremos tener una relación con Dios. And so we found ourselves connecting on so many things and found that there wasn't really a space for women like you and I. But we're not, like, we're trying to do better. We're trying to be better. Right. We're trying to be holy. We're not there yet 100%, but estamos tratando. ¿Y cómo podemos llegar a la santidad?
So so many times it would be like, the struggle is real. And the struggle is real, right? The struggle is real. And parte de eso, pues, es reconocer que that it is a struggle. I mean, pero paso por paso, in making conscious choices and saying no to things that we used to love before, and saying yes to things that are not going to make us popular and that are not going to, you know, get us invited to that party anymore. Mm-hmm. But those are the kind of things that we are kind of okay doing. And I think a part of that too is the fact that that's what kind of brought us together. Porque now I'm saying no to these things, but I don't feel so bad about it. And you're saying no to these things, and we are connecting in that way. So
like, I really appreciate right? the times where I will come to you and you just kept it real with me, you know, and that's what I need, because I think we often find ourselves talking to people who in the church, and they might not be straight up, you know, because uh-huh. of fear yeah. or whatever. Pero tú siempre me decía like sí y no, you know, like it was clear. Right. I'm like, esto, you know, piensa en esto, esto tal vez no de Dios. And I'm like, whoa. That actually is a wake up call, like, and that's why it's so good and so necessary to be able to have friends and have these right. real conversations with them. So
right, we hold ourselves accountable to that, and las dos we're still growing in that sense in so many ways. You know, we said estamos casadas, so cómo ser una mejor esposa, cómo ser una mejor mamá, cómo ser y también cómo like cómo ser mejores hermanas, mejores hijas, which are struggles too, because you know there's a lot of woundedness that happens, and so it's kind of the reality of okay, the woundedness is there, but we still have to move on and we have to heal at some point, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
And that's yeah. the key. Getting close to God. Acercándonos a Dios. And then that
exactly.
embodies everything. Acercate a Dios and everything else will fall into place. You'll be pretty, yeah.
Right, right. So now that's a good segue into talking about our name. Acercate a Dios and stay pretty. Angelica, tell us why we are here with that name today.
Yeah, so it's a long story, but make it brief. Like last year sometime, I was going through moments of disillusion, and I was talking to a friend that we have in common who's very spiritual. I mean,
very wise, so, beyond very his wise. Years.
Yes, absolutely. And I just kind of wanted some advice, and I didn't know it then, but I was really struggling with self-esteem issues. I didn't know it then. I know it now looking mm-hmm. back. And so lo que él me dijo fue, like, this was his overall line to me, and this stayed with me. And he said, mira, all you have to do is get closer to God y te pones bonita. And it hit me, because I was like, especially lo pones bonita, because what he was implying was, like, you know, you're going through these issues, you know, as a new mom, as a new wife and everything. And of course, you know, you're living in the society where everything can affect you. But it's important to wake up and do your hair, right? Just because you're going through these self-esteem issues is not a reason for you not to do your hair anymore, not a reason for you to take care of yourself. Ahora mm-hmm. más que nunca, because estás pasando por este momento, tu autoestima está tan bajo, like, ahora es que te cuidas más, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Te presentas más. And I remember being intentional those days, not only about the kind of clothes that I was going to wear, what I was going to do with my hair, not only that, but my soul. What am I going to do for my soul to be beautiful?
Right.
And so I remember you and I were talking about it one of those days.
Yeah.
And I was just bringing it up, and you, that's it. That's the name.
Yes.
The name.
Yes.
And we, you know, we put it in Acércate a Dios and Stay Pretty, but that was it. And then we came right. up with a logo, and you were inspired by Mary Magdalene. So I don't know if you want to tell us about that. Like,
what? There was a moment when I walked away from my faith, and then I came back. And it was really difficult for me to realize or to know, to understand, más que nada, que God loves me and that I am worthy, right? Entonces, Mary Magdalene kind of like embodies that in so many ways. 7 demons were casted out of her. Jesus brings her back and brings dignity back to her. You know, we just, we're in Easter right now. We just celebrated the resurrection. And that's when you hit the nail on the head when you were, he loved her so much. She was the first one that he appeared to. Not only did he bring her dignity back, you said something so beautiful.
It wasn't done with her. Was that it? He wasn't
exactly.
Done
yes.
Her.
Exactly.
The biggest miracle. He just transformed her life, and yet he still wasn't done. I
right.
still have more. That gives me chills.
Right.
God has
exactly.
more for us.
Right. That's why she was so important to this whole thing, because it's like he wasn't done with her. He's not done with us.
We were created for more. We were created for more. And if you've never heard that, well, it's true. We were created for more. Sometimes it's so difficult to understand. It's so difficult to like believe, like, can somebody love me like that? Right. Because you think you lie to yourself that you're damaged goods, right? And like nos conformamos con migajas. Mm. Pero cuando te das cuenta que cómo es que Dios nos hizo o que tú tienes un propósito en esta vida, mija, you cannot settle for anything less. And so that's one of the things that like that definitely stands out with me with Mary Magdalene.
Right. And it's beautifully, Él tiene más para nosotros. When we think we got it figured out. Like, oh, yeah, I'm already in the church. I know what I'm talking about type of thing.
Yeah. Like,
Well, we have to find like, that.
Right, exactly. And I think that that's kind of like the reason we hold ourselves accountable. But that doesn't mean we made it. Like, right. It's not done. And so I think that's one of the things that desafortunadamente a veces we struggle with that because we're like, oh, no, I'm good. My marriage is in the church. We're good. I go to mass every Sunday and I'm good. But then it's like, okay, but what about the little things? The little things of every day, your small yeses, the little días, like, right. Vas a decir sí hoy. You know, like, am I going to get super angry about something que nada que ver today? Or am I going to choose to like breathe and love the other person through that? You know, like those little things. And it's like, okay, there's a lot of work that has to happen. There's a lot of work that needs to get done.
The closer you get, the more those things become obvious. What does it mean to get close to God? ¿Qué significa acercarnos a Dios? And to stay pretty. What does that mean? What does it mean to be pretty in today's, in God's eyes, in today's time and society? And what does it mean to be close to God?
Right. And I think as women, there's so many times where our beauty or outside beauty gets affected by everything, by like las cosas que estamos consumiendo. You know, like if I go outside today and I am judged by the standard beauty of like society, girl, I'm done. I lost it. Like, you know, because to standard society. And if I rely on that, I'm not going to be happy. I'm never going to be happy. So, and that was one of my struggles was like to understand that having a relationship with him and understanding how he has created me, that I am more than, regardless of what the national beauty standard is, right? So that's how I understand that. How do you understand that?
Yeah, I think it can be complex, I guess, like especially because our generation, we are so connected, right? I'm using it loosely because we are not connected, in fact. Like we are connected to these devices. And so we have an idea that is put upon us by society of what it means to be close to God and what it means to be pretty. And a lot of the times it's the wrong idea, right? Digging deeper in our faith, in the richness of our church, where we see and we know if we study and learn about what God has to say, not only about getting close to him, but about beauty itself. Like there's a difference being able to discern or being able to look and decide what it is that belongs to God.
It's definitely something that we're going to kind of talk about, you know, more and more as we continue doing more episodes. Because you're right, it's so complex, it's so deep, it's so personal, it's so about like you and God. And and one of the things that you said once is aligning our desires to him, right? And what does that mean? So if I know him, if I know God and I know the Father and I hear his voice and I recognize his voice, then my desires are going to be aligned with him and his desires. And that saying that is easy to say, but for somebody who's like is listening to us right now and is like, what the heck does that even mean? Right. So it's like little baby steps, just little baby steps that even just throw you into a personal conversation with God. Right. Just like, you know, like if you've never talked to him before, like this is that one time where give yourself the opportunity to say, God, I don't know if you're real. I don't know if you exist. I don't know what you're doing in my life, but talk to me. Open yourself up to him. And those are like baby steps that hopefully, you know, that you'll be able to start making that conversation, start to be able to join him, start be able to hear him. But like open yourself up that to be able to get to that place. And that's what we don't have it figured out. There are so many times donde like, do they go, oh no, Dios me está hablando. And it's like, no, yo quiero que Dios me diga eso. And it, that's not what he's calling me to do. It's like, no, like he's actually calling me to do the opposite thing, you know, the opposite thing. And I'm like, like, no, pero yo no quiero. But it's like, okay.
What is God's voice, right? That's important to recognize that. And it comes with time. And like you said, being able to do the things of God, the will of God. One of my favorite paintings is The Creation of Adam, right? Where you see, especially the close-up of the hands. And if you see God's hands in that image, The Creation of Adam, you'll see God's hands is fully extended out. And Adam's finger, like a lazy, blah hand who is barely doing any effort. And so it was just a reminder that in todo momento, Dios está disponible para nosotros. But it is up to us to be able to make that connection. And what happens when we do get close to God and we get pretty, you know, we do get pretty, we're beautiful and we shine. But it's being in that mentality of, do I want to be in that battleground? Like, am I in the battleground of God's battleground, or am I in the battle, my own battleground, where it's all about me, the things I want to do that fulfill me temporarily? But we know that's temporary.
And it's so, I'm going to piggyback off of what you're saying, and kind of, we were talking about this. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which according to ChatGPT is basically a big book that explains what Catholics believe in. It covers everything from beliefs about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to teachings about morality and how to live a good life according to Catholic principles. It's almost a guidebook for Catholics so that we can understand our faith. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it talks, it's this, when I read it a couple of weeks ago, I had to stop and I'm like, I have to send this to Angelica. And I read it to Angelica. So I'm going to read it to you guys right now. The desire for God is written in the human heart because man is created by God and for God. And God never ceases to draw man to himself. Only in God will he find the truth and happiness he never stops searching for. It hit me when I read it. It hit me because it's, you hear this, right? You hear this. And our mutual friend that we talk about that has played such a pivotal role, I think, in both our spirituality and in our growth, not only as women, but in our faith as well. He always says, what does everybody desire? Everybody desires happiness, right? Everybody desires happiness. And so what is happiness? Well, what does the world tell you happiness is? Money, success, a good career, you know, un buen trabajo, un carro del año, la casa. Eso es lo que la vida te dice que es la felicidad. But we, since the beginning, we have been created to be in relationship with God, to be with him, to be in relationship with God. And it's just, and you said, God's hand is extended out for us.
He's already there waiting for us. It's with him. And I think it's beautiful what you're saying too, because we don't realize sometimes that these things that we are supposed to be chasing, and sometimes it doesn't come from a bad place. Even education, right? Venimos de culturas donde el progreso, donde the success is valued by what you have achieved. So tienes que ir a la escuela porque tus padres no llegaron. O sea, no es necesariamente malo, because it's not, obviously, but if is the getting lost in that and making that your identity, where money is your identity, where all of these things are your identity, when God tells us there's more to that.
That's not where we're, that's not all we were meant for. Yes, you know, like el trabajo es bueno, right? El trabajo es bueno. Tener un trabajo es bueno. Ser una persona responsable es bueno. Pero that's not all we were created for. We were created for more. We were, you know, and you're right. And I think that as a generation, we get stuck in that. breaking those generational chains, right? Or breaking those generational, como se dice, what's the hashtag? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, breaking the generational curse. And it's okay.
That reminds me where Jesus tells us that what are the commandments, right? The second greatest commandment, right? And he basically mm-hmm. just encompasses all of the commandments into two. And it's to love God above all things and to love your neighbors like yourself. And so that is the commandments right there. All of them. It is mm-hmm. about loving God, and it's about loving our neighbors. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not, you know, everything.
Love your neighbor enough that you're not going to kill him. Love your neighbor enough that you're not going to take his wife. Love your neighbor enough. Yeah.
Tenemos que aclarar eso, right? Like, you have to love somebody, right? But is that idea, like, I always have read this part, like, en verdad no está diciendo tres mandamientos ahí, porque lo que está diciendo es tienes que amar a Dios, tienes que amar a tu prójimo, pero te tienes que amar a ti misma. Entonces, ¿cómo te amas? O sea, ¿cómo puedes amar a otra persona si no te amas a ti misma? Pero there are circumstances where we don't love ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And we are still capable of loving others, and that's beautiful in itself, but it's the question is how can we love ourselves? Mm-hmm. And what can we do to love ourselves in a way that it is about God and not about the, because I can love myself all day long. I can go do vain stuff and make it about me, but that's not fulfilling.
Right.
Not according to God's will.
Right. It fulfills it temporarily, but then the emptiness, that ese vacío, that loneliness, that emptiness that you feel is just, and that's that kind of stuff that's not what we were made for.
And that emptiness, if we have emptiness, that's how we're going to treat others. I mean, I think nosotros como mujeres especialmente, like, lo que llevamos en nuestro corazón es lo que vamos a demostrar a las personas and in our relationships. So a lot of us come with pain. A lot of us, our families come with pain, and that can be passed down. And now we are showing it now. So we're not truly loving our neighbors if we are, you know, showing these insecurities, all of these issues that we have about ourselves. We're going to portray it. We're going to project it onto our neighbor. And that's not, now we're failing everything now because we're not loving ourselves. We're not loving others. And we're definitely not loving God because that's not what he wants for us. Like, how do we get there? And it's, so I saw this thing where it's like, es importante mirarte adentro primero para saber cómo vas a mirar afuera. ¿Cómo podemos mirarnos adentro? And you mentioned it, just accepting that we are God's creation. Like, that's number one. God has created us. Y nos creó con un propósito. Y cómo podemos cuidar del templo del Espíritu Santo, nuestro cuerpo, en una manera que satisface a Dios. How can we do that? How can we seek God's will? And how can we service others and show that God's love? How can I go somewhere and let people know she's Christian without even opening my mouth? How can we do that? What does that entail? Everything, really, right?
Yeah.
From our actions to the way we dress, the way we talk, to everything.
Right. To what we consume.
Where the that comes from. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Angelica, those are great questions. Our friends who are listening are probably wondering the same thing. Friends, remember that spiritual growth is a journey. So be patient with yourselves and trust in God's guidance along the way. We are on the same path. We're like right there, right along with you. And that requires spiritual exercise, just the way that you train your muscles to run faster or levantar más pesado. También tenemos que entrenar nuestros músculos espirituales, ¿no? So with that, after every episode, we're going to leave you with a acércate challenge, which is like a spiritual exercise to help us grow, and a stay pretty tip. So friends, for your acércate challenge this week, we invite you to start with something small. Pongan atención en su día a día. Do you curse? Is this intentional or is it a part of your life and it just comes out like a regular hello? Think about that. Sit with it. For this week, pick one day and try to be really intentional about your words. Try not to use malas palabras. Find a better way to express what you need to say. Next week, try to do it 2 days in a row. Try to think of what's driving your heart to say these words. And don't worry, we are on this journey right along with you. We are going to be doing the same thing. Angelica and I are going to be doing the same thing. So yeah, that's your acércate challenge for this week. All right, Angelica, so we just talked about our acércate. Go ahead and tell us, what is our Stay Pretty for this week?
Our Stay Pretty hack for this week is going to be lash lifts. DIY lash lifts. So
yes.
I've been sharing my process with you, Josie. So as a mom of two kids who are babies, it is very hard to get ready sometimes. And so I don't also want to spend a lot of time, and I don't want to spend money. I don't have the time even to go out and get lash lifts. And I've never really gotten lash lifts before, but I had this idea. I saw this online, and like, just get a kit and do it yourself at home. So you can get a kit online, and they have some with tints, and you just put it on, you know, you follow the instructions. It took me a while because it took an hour, but I think it's like a 30-minute process. And you follow it and your lashes will be lifted for 6 weeks. I mean, I'm going on 6 weeks, and it's been a while. I have to do it. I think it's a tint. So I would recommend getting the tint so you don't have to use mascara.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And so, friends, This is it. We're just going to entrust this podcast, entrust this day, entrust your day to our mother, Mary. And so we'll say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen. Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres, y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Amén.
Thank you to our beautiful listeners for acompañarnos en este episodio de Acércate a Dios and Stay Pretty. If you've enjoyed today's Cafecito Field Talk, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the love. Follow us on Instagram at acércate.podcast. Send us a message. We want to hear from you. You can also email us at acércatepodcast@gmail.com. Nos vemos en el próximo episodio to grow together in faith and beauty. Que Dios las bendiga y que siempre se sientan radiantes. Hasta luego.